Now, the electronics giant Samsung has suspended sales of its latest top-of-the-range smartphone, following reports that some devices have caught fire during charging. The South Korean firm has sold at least 1 million Galaxy Note 7s and was due to launch it in the UK today. Ian Henderson is chief executive of the advertising agency AML Group. He says this is embarrassing, but Samsung has done the right thing.
By being open, responding fast, not hiding, it is a bit of a fail, and it's embarrassing. The timing is rubbish for Samsung, and they will be really quite cross about it.
Well, let's find out more from Fevzi Turkal from GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, thanks very much indeed for joining us. Now, Samsung have moved quickly on this, but just how serious is it for their business?
Well, it is serious because this was their flagship phone. It's called the Galaxy Note 7. Its predecessor was called the Note 5, but they called it the 7 because they wanted it to go head-to-head against the iPhone 7, which we believe will be launched next Wednesday. So this really couldn't have come at a worse time, 5 days before the launch of the competitor that they were hoping to bash with this phone. But they have done absolutely the right thing, and they've moved quickly because at the time when they stopped sales, there were only 35 incidents that they were aware of, and they'd sold 2.5 million devices at that point. So other manufacturers in the past, because battery problems like this do occur from time to time, it's not something that's unique to Samsung, both on smartphones and laptop computers, and others have not moved so quickly in the past. So I think it is to Samsung's credit that they've moved as quickly as they have.
Yes, have other models of these phones also had battery issues?
Other manufacturers' phones have had issues, and I think Samsung have in the past as well. Samsung don't actually manufacture these batteries, and most mobile phone manufacturers don't manufacture the batteries that go into the phone. Sadly, as is a trend with many smartphones these days, the batteries are not removable, so now Samsung are faced with actually replacing the whole phone rather than just the battery.
Yes, Apple are about to launch their new phone, this is perhaps not great timing for Samsung.
No, it is a disaster, but I think most people will probably understand that this is a particular fault in a particular battery. It probably won't even affect all the Samsung Note 7s that are out there. And I think, it will set them back. They'll certainly lose a lot of money. A recall like this doesn't come cheap. But I think in the long run, people will understand that the Note 7 is still a phone to be reckoned with.
Well, indeed. How much competition is there still in the smartphone market?
There's a huge amount of competition. I mean, iPhones get a lot of the publicity, and in fact, they are about 20% of the market, which makes them, amongst the most popular handsets. But about 80% of the smartphone market belongs to phones that run the Android operating system, including this one from Samsung. This is their top of the range. It's a tremendous phone, and in many ways, technologically, some would argue is more advanced than even the iPhone 7, which is widely leaked and expected on Wednesday.
Mm, right. Well, we will watch to see how this unfolds. Thanks very much indeed for that, Fevzi Turkalp there from GadgetDetective.com.